This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, brachim ba'am. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua, Simen Kuf Yud. We're in middle of Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Chaf Ches. We're learning about the practice of Marame Rotenberg, who would juxtapose his Tfilas Hadarach to another bracha, so it should be Smucha L'Chaverta. And the bracha he would be Mas Mechitu is Hagoyim El Chasadim Tavim L'Amo Yisrael. But if it's the middle of the day, you could juxtapose to any bracha. For example, eat or drink something, and make a bracha achroina, or say asher yatzar. Now, we saw, what's the reason that you can't juxtapose it to a short bracha? Is it because it doesn't end with a baruch? No, that wasn't the reason. Because you could juxtapose it to bar nefashas. The reason you can't juxtapose to a short bracha is it ends up looking like one long bracha. So a bar nefashos, that even though it doesn't end with a baruch, but rather baruch ata Hashem, but since it ends baruch heho elamim, you could juxtapose it to a bar nefashos. So if you're on an airplane or you're in a car and you want to say tefillas hadarach, an easy eitzah would be to just drink some water, make a bar nefashos, and then say tefillas hadarach. Okay, uvemakom shein yachal lasos kol zeh. The Mishnah Berurah says we're in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Chaf Ches. If you are not able to juxtapose it to another bracha, kagoyin shein layam alavarach, you don't have what to make a bracha on. Vegam hu yoshev ba'agala, or you're in a wagon. Bein anashim in rotsim lahamtin lav atsher liyala. They don't want to wait for you until you go down and go back up to make an asher yatzar. Afal pikein, nevertheless mutter loymar tefillas hadarach. You could still say tefillas hadarach. Why? The Kamri Shanim Sarim Tvas Dach and Srichat Shatiya Smuchal Chaverta. Many Rishanim hold Tvas Dach does not have to be Smuchal Chaverta. Ayin Betor Beis Yosef. Noyagin. The minog is Lita Rishus Mehagadoilim Umizbarchim Kishahochim Adach. The minog is to take permission from great people and to get a bracha before you hit the road. It's a minog. Who says this? The Ateras Zakenim and in the Be'er Hetev. Now, when you leave your house, the Rama says in Yeradeus and Reish Pei Hei Sevbeis, put your hand on the mezuzah and say Hashem Yishmar Tseisi Uboi Me'atav Yad Elam. The Kaf HaChaim says someone who goes on the road, he should try to become a shliach mitzvah or take with him a coin to give it to tzedakah. And that's one of those things that people are very careful about. Okay. V'yesh smach mimashar m'chazal. There's a hint to this procedure of asking permission from Gedolim, getting a bracha, b'sanhedrin. Mimashar m'chazal nimlochin b'sanhedrin. We consult the Sanhedrin, who perish Rashi, not loy rishus k'dei shisvalim. We take permission so they pray for you. You should enter when it's day and leave when it's day. It's always best to arrive at a destination when it's light. And it's always good to leave a destination when it's light. Namely, in the morning you should try to arrive after Nates. And in Mariv, in the evening time, all the way at the beginning of Shkia should be the latest time you enter or leave. You might fall into a hole. You know the woman? There was a woman, I think, in Pennsylvania. She fell into a sinkhole. They found her, but the only thing is they found her 5 days later. You don't want to fall into holes. Avoid falling into holes. The best way to avoid falling into holes is that it should be light outside. Now, does that apply bizman hazeh when there are streetlights? Says the Shiorim HaMitzion B'Halacha, we're not Zohar about this. He refers us to Simen Tzadi Sivkatan Nun Aleph. What did we say there? From Reb Chaim Knievsky. We said, there also the Mishnah Berurah says, this is going on. Someone is going on the road and he reaches the city that he wants to lodge in. If there is up to 4 mil, a place for a minion, you have to go there, in ahead of you. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, this is talking about where you don't have to go by yourself, and it's talking about where there's plenty of time during daylight. So even if you go there, you could get there while it's still sunny. Otherwise, you're not mechuyev. De la'olam yikanis adam b'chi toiv. So says Reb Chaim Knievsky, nowadays, we don't say you're pater from minyan because it's dark outside, because there are street lights and there, you know, the in some communities at 2 a.m. in the morning, it's like it's the middle of the day. Okay, so anyway, so the times have changed regarding this halacha. Therefore, says the Mishnah, if you're nearby your city, shu yodea lizar shamei apsachem. In other words, you know the ropes. If it's your city and you know where the holes are, yachalelech shamalai, you can walk there at night. Emeinu hoylech yechidi, as long as you don't go by yourself, she'en lachash lemazikim. Because if you go yourself, they're going to be demons, and it's also good to avoid demons. Especially, it's not a good combination when there are holes and demons. You know, you don't want them pushing you into the hole. So even in your own hometown, don't walk alone at night. Okay, Sif Zayin. When do you say Tefillas HaDarech? Oimer Oisach HaShechsech BaDarech. You only say it after you hit the road. We'll see, what does that mean? You Hechsek BaDarech. You can't be within the confines of your city. We'll see in the Mishnah what that means. So that's the first parameter. Number two, Ve'ein La'amra Elam Ken Yesha Leilach Parsa. You don't say it unless you're traveling 4 mil. About 4 miles. Avo pachos mi parsa, if you're traveling less than that, lo yachdoim bebaruch. You don't conclude with baruch. Lechatchila yomar yisa beparsa rishayna. Lechatchila, tefillas hadarach should be said in the first parsa. V'yam shachach mila amra. If you forgot to say yomar yisa kozman shibadach, you can say it so long as you're traveling. Uvat shalei yigia toich parsa asmuch al'ir. As long as you're not within one parsa of the destination, shiroitzo lolimba. U'misham ve'elach yomar yisa b'loi bracha. From there and on, if you're too close to your destination, you say without a bracha. So, halacha number one is, you have to have hit the road. You can't be within the confines of the city. Number two, you have to be traveling minimum of parsa. Number three, you should try to say it within the first parsa. If you forgot to say it, you could say so long as you're on the road, as long as you're not within a parsa of your destination. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shehechzik B'dech, Ratzalaymar, Shaloy Yomrena Kishadayin Hu B'toycha Ir Shadarba. You should not say it while you're still within the city that you live in it. Shal Sechus Be'er Sheva says, when you're still within the city, maybe, I thought the pshat was, it's not dangerous. No, the pshat is, if you're still within the city, you might turn back, and it will be a brach l'batala. Also, it should be more, you shouldn't do it before you hit the road, because that's not oiver la'asiyasa. Af shemichin atzma la'atzay sodach, even though you're all ready to go, that's not good enough, you have to be on the road. V'ibura shalir. The parameters of the city, v'hainu shivim amu ma'ad yosef samach lir, 70 amas and a bit more near the city, la'achar shekvar kolu kolabatim, after all the houses are already finished, harehu kesoichayir. Now this is very important. People get trigger happy when it comes to tefillas hadarach, because you're on the road. Then you're on the road. You're still in the city. No, I'm not in the city. You're on the highway, but there's still houses. You have to be 70 amas beyond the last house. However, v'hataz matir afilu b'tochir, the taz allows tefillas hadarach even within the city. Mishasha gomar b'libay v'heichen atzilatzis. Once you make up your mind and prepare to leave, ava el yarabba v'prima gadam sharachrenim cholkim azeh. The el yarabba, the prima gadam, other achrenim argue on this. V'skimel dechadchila yeshazor shalad lasaskin. They say lechadchila, you should be careful not to do this. Ach b'diavad yeshlis mechal dvarav. B'diavad, you could rely on the taz. In other words, let's say you're having a hard time determining, is there still another house here? Is there still another house here? And maybe if you don't say it by now, you're going to end up delaying that you're going to be within a parsa of your destination. Maybe according to the Taz, you could be samech on the Taz. This is all when you first start the trip. But let's say you're taking a road trip, and after the first night you're sleeping in a Holiday Inn. Then the second morning, then the next day you could already say Tefillas HaDerech when you prepare to leave. Afiluk Shua Dayin Be'ir, even when you're still in the city, Dikvar Hechzik B'Derech, because you hit the road. Meaning, look, I would say like this. According to the Be'er Sheva, that the reason why you have to mamish be on the road is because you might go back. Maybe that you might go back home, but you're not going to go back to the Holiday Inn. You already checked out. You don't live there. And according to the reason that has to be over Lasiyasan, maybe once you're on the road and you're not in your city, that's considered over Lasiyasan, perhaps. Again, when you're not staying in your house, you could say Tefillas HaDerech right away in the morning. Look later on Siman Ral regarding what should you pray right when you leave the city. And in the Mishnah Berurah, there in the Shulchan Aruch, we learn that if you enter a city where they have bad government officials, when you leave the city, you should say, Moedani l'fanecha shehoitzeisi u'kashem shehoitzeisani kein toili cheni l'shalayim. In other words, when you get out of a place that you're a little nervous, that who knows what kind of corruption there are, I think I should have said that when I left Turkey or Istanbul. Probably should have said that. Okay. Next. Lamed. Sivkan Lamed. Don't say it unless you have to travel a parsa. Shapachos mi parsa. Less than a parsa. Bekar v'le'ir. Inu makam sakana menasam. Is not typically a sakana. So the reason why you don't say it if you're not traveling a parsa is not the trip is not long enough. It's that you're not far away enough from safety. Unless it's a dangerous spot, then it doesn't matter how long or short the road is. Now, is this amount of time or is it distance? Meaning, nowadays, if we would make Tefillas HaDerech every time you travel a parsa, so when you go to five towns to Queens, you make Tefillas HaDerech? Because, I don't know, it's 11 miles or 9 miles? Who does that? When you go from five towns to Brooklyn, you make Tefillas HaDerech? Or is it amount of time? There's no difference if you go on a boat or you go on the dry land. Accordingly, if you travel on a railroad, you should make Tefillas HaDerech. Afilum noisea rak parsa. Even if you're just going 4 miles, ulfiza yeshizar al charchila, take him kishamaschal and soya, levarach berez Tefillas HaDerech. Therefore, as soon as the train leaves, you should say Tefillas HaDerech. Because you want to make sure you say it in the first parsa. And if you don't say it right away, the train could be out of the first parsa very quickly. Kamashikasa ramah besong, the charchil yadar toich parsa rishayna. Uvdivyevet yivarach ad levasoif. B'diavad, you can make the Tefillas HaDerech until the end of the trip. Kozman sheyesh adayin parsa achas lisa al mesila, provided you still have a parsa left. So according to what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, if you travel on a railroad and you're traveling for 10 minutes and you're traveling a parsa, you have to say Tefillas HaDerech. So, do we do that? Do we say Tefillas HaDerech in a car that travels a parsa? Here it seems like it's not a matter of time, it's a matter of distance. So let's see a few things. Number one, when you travel from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, you do not make Tefillas HaDerech, because you need to have two parsa without any yishuv, and you don't have that. Why do you have to have two parsa? I thought you only have to travel a parsa. But you also, in other words, you have to be traveling a parsa, but it can't be within a parsa of near where you're staying. Rav Shlomo Zalman paskins, you do not say Tvas Adach from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim. Also, since throughout the whole distance there are different modes of transportation, it's like one Shayara, and it's like the whole Shayara did not leave the city. However, in those places where it's just an Arab settlement, so it's considered as if it's not Miyushav. However, Rav Shach did make the Tvil Sadarach.
Mm-hmm.
They're what? Are there houses? You go by JFK, so that area there are no houses. But is there 4 miles without houses? Or according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, you need eight miles. A parsa? Maybe a parsa is like 2.6? What's a parsa? Parsa may sound like 2.6. I don't know. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be coming out that you would make Tfilas HaDarach as long as you travel a parsa. Here. Look, a parsa is, see the next Mishnah Berurah. Hu shmoinas alafim amah, 8,000 amos, demil hu alpayim amah, uparsu arba milen. Let's stop here. We'll pick it up tomorrow, Bez Hashem, okay? Hatzlacha. Have a good day, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.